12 hours out of Mackinac City, stopped in a bar to have a brew.
Shipping seems like a dream to me now. Summertime in northern Michigan.
We say hello to Media Digital Industry Relations Director for Travel Michigan, Pure Michigan, Michigan Economic Development Corporation, Nick Nurbon. How are you, my friend?
Good morning. I always love that line from Simon and Garfunkel in, you know, America. Huh. Michigan seems like a dream to me now. When I lived out of state, that really brought me back home, so it's great to hear it this
you
morning.
You know, isn't that the truth? I lived in Washington State for a while, and I know when I would hear Detroit artists, Motown, mm-hmm. Seeger on radio stations in other states, and it was like this badge of honor. You know what I mean?
You know, yeah. I was in L.A. driving on Mulholland Drive one time, and I heard Hollywood Nights, and I tell you, my eyes were misty.
Isn't that something?
You're kind of like, you know, Bob's talking to me. I'm here in L.A., but, you know, the voice of Michigan.
Isn't that something? I'll tell you. That's really something. And, you know, not only do we have the greatest rock and roll audiences in the world, according to Bob Seger, but now we set a new decibel record at Ford Field. Can you believe that?
Well, you know, I was down in Detroit yesterday, actually, for the Visit Detroit annual meeting, and Commissioner Roger Goodell was there because the upcoming NFL draft is happening in late April down in Detroit, which is going to be a huge event for the city. But the excitement around the Lions, I'm telling you, every business has Go Lions, and the people are all wearing their Lions gear around town. And it doesn't surprise me with the passion around this team. And, you know, Detroit's been a great sports town for decades.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
It's kind of part of the signature of that city. But, you know, everyone in that city has supported the Lions through the tough times. We know they've been a few of those. And so now that we're getting a chance to really have something to cheer for, it doesn't surprise me that they were loud and proud last weekend.
I love it. I got to tell you, Nick, I don't think I've worked this hard getting to work as I have this week, because I live in Grand Rapids, so I've got about a 40-minute commute to the lakeshore, but more snow on the way, but there's plenty of activities to do in the snow as well. I have not been to the Luge Park in Muskegon. Have you been out there?
Yes, I have. As a matter of fact, this is such a really amazing local resource, and yeah, we had to wait a little longer for the arrival of our first big snowfall this winter, but now that it's here, there's so many things to do outside and get out and enjoy the wonderful snowfall that we've had here. And over at the Muskegon Luge and Winter Sports Park, it's not just the luge, which they've been working hard getting the track ready, and they believe it should be ready any day now. Check with their their website and their social media profiles to confirm when it's open. But you know what did open is they also have an ice skating trail. Have you ever heard about this?
Tell me a little bit more about it, please.
So it's not just a skating rink, which they do have there. They actually have like hockey leagues, and they have open ice skating on a skating rink, but they have a frozen trail that goes through the woods that you can ice skate among the trees with the snow-covered trees. It's such a neat thing to do. You know, it's like people don't find that very often anywhere else, so you can actually ski or ice skate on a trail, and you can also go cross-country skiing, too. They have groomed trails, and they have cross-country ski rentals there. Emma and I went out there last year and went cross-country skiing at night. They have lighted trails, and it's beautiful. So close by, and it's easily accessible, and they've got rentals and everything. So all you need to do is show up with a pair of mittens and a nice hat and coat.
There you go. I love it. I just love it. And I know World of Winter in downtown Grand Rapids. We've got an event here in Grand Haven called Wine About Winter. That'll be fun with Grand Haven Main Street. That's Friday night. I just saw something that I thought was really cool. And we talk about travel. If we're going to talk about travel, we're going to talk about Ford International Airport. They finally have a pet relief area.
Yeah.
Well, it's a big deal, and it's a state-of-the-art pet relief area. Listen to this. Artificial turf that drains, a fake fire hydrant, and I know, and then a floor-level water fountain for pets to get a drink, and it also has wheelchair access, and there's a trash can, you know, so when the dog does its business, you have somewhere to put that. I think it's fantastic.
Well, you know, as we do research with our travel audiences, not just across Michigan, but across the country and throughout the Midwest, one of the key trends in travel over the past even 5 to 10 years has been, we want to bring our pets with us. And so pet-friendly travel has been something that is growing both among the hospitality providers, like hotels and all kinds of other accommodations, but also the state of Michigan looked at adding outdoor dining spaces so you could bring your pets to those. So it doesn't surprise me that transportation is getting on board with that, no pun intended, because I think it is important. If our four-legged friends are traveling with us, let's make it comfortable for them, too, I mean, including the fake fire hydrant.
Yeah, isn't that funny? I just want to drive out to the airport just to see that.
I know.
Anyway, stay warm as you travel around the state. Go Lions, and we'll check in next Thursday, okay?
Sounds great, and go Lions.
All right. Thank you so much. Nick Nirvan, Media, Digital, and Industry Relations Director for Travel Michigan, also Pure Michigan, and the Michigan Economic Development Corporation. Always good to talk to him.